Philip Sumplin, PFD Sergeant Crew. Today's date is 4/04/03/2022. Dictation is for Maria Chavez, Chavez spells C-H-A-V-E-Z. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 01/31/1975. Forty-eight-year-old female presented a request and refill for appraisal lamp. She says that she received this medication from another provider, but cannot get in to see them for a refill. She last received this medication based on PMP aware on 03/30/2023. She received 60. She, next paragraph, review of system, patient reports a lump behind her ear for 8 to 9 months. Also reports some swelling in the region or just above her collarbone bilaterally, period. She said that has been going on for 2 months, period. She denies trauma. She stated that these lesions are not painful. She denies weight loss, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Next paragraph, surgical history, C-section. Next paragraph, last menstrual period, 03/22/2023. Social history denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. The next paragraph, last menstrual period, 03/22/2023. Next paragraph, medication, paroxetine, clonazepam. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph. A physical exam, she is alert, oriented, and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 94% at room air. Blood pressure is 117/75. Pulse 82. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.5. Period. Next paragraph. Left ear. A small area, less than a centimeter. Approximately 0.4 centimeter of erythema with central pustule. Confined to her earlobe. No tenderness to palpation, no edema, no fluctuance, no tragal tug. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Question, next line, just lateral to her neck, there are two soft mass-like structures, approximately 3 centimeters. They are non-tender to palpation, no fluctuance, no bleeding or discharge. They have no discoloration to it, neither erythema, and neither hyperpigmented or hyperpigmented. Almost skin colored, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, undistended. No guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, abrasions, lacerations. Macules or papules, except for findings on the ear described above. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no anatomic gait, period. Next paragraph. She's alert, oriented, times recurring, and her suits and is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is localized cellulitis, left earlobe. Assessment number two, mass-like structure on bilateral upper thorax. Number three, medication refill. Patient is requesting clonazepam, correctional alprazolam, which she takes for anxiety, she was strongly encouraged to go back to the original provider who prescribed her this medication. Next paragraph, she was given the following medication for her cellulitis: Bactroban, a 2% ointment. She would apply twice daily for 10 days. She was given a CT scan request to go to River Oaks to have study done, CT scan of the mass-like structure in the thorax. The CT scan will be done with contrast period. Patient had a discussion as to what the possibilities can be in terms of these masks. Says she understands and will get studies done and return when the studies are completed. End of dictation.